Welcome to AES Distance Learning Program. Today in this audio lecture, we are going to discuss kinetic energy, potential energy, relation between kinetic energy and momentum, and at the last, we are going to discuss work energy theorem. So first of all, we are going to discuss kinetic energy. So what is kinetic energy? Kinetic energy of an object is the energy because of its motion. Example, water flowing in the river, a moving wall, a flying aeroplane, all are example of kinetic energy because in all these things motion is there. Next one is potential energy. What is potential energy? Potential energy is due to the state or the position of the object. Example, a book lying on the table, a raised weight, a car parked in the parking area. So all these are potential energy example. Now, we are going to derive the formula for kinetic energy. The formula for kinetic energy is half mv square. So now we will discuss how this formula come in the picture. So for this, you have to see the picture in the slide number 3. So here we have one body and we have applied a force F on the body. And after some time, this body displaced and reached at the B point by moving a displacement S. So you can see at A point, that was the initial position of the body, and at the B point, that is the final position of the body. So in this case, what is work done? Work done is equal to force into displacement. So you can write W is equal to F into S. And we will use here the equation of motion. V square minus U square is equal to 2As. So in this equation, we will substitute initial velocity of the body is equal to 0 because initially there is no motion in the body. So you can substitute u is equal to 0. After substituting the u is equal to 0, you will get s is equal to v square by 2a. And we know according to the Newton's second law, force is equal to mass into acceleration. So from this formula, we will substitute this value of force and the displacement in the first equation. So you will get ma v square by 2a. A and A will cancel, and finally you will get work done is equal to half mv square, and that work done is converted into the kinetic energy because initially when the body is at rest, you have applied the force, and because of that force your body start moving, means your work done is converting it into a kinetic energy. So this is the derivation of kinetic energy, half mv square. Next, we are going to discuss relation between kinetic energy and the momentum. So we know the formula, kinetic energy is equal to half mv square. Now, we will multiply and divide this half mv square with m. We will multiply by m and divide by m. And after rearranging, we will get E is equal to p square by 2m. So this is the relation between kinetic energy and the momentum. Next, we will discuss how momentum is different from the kinetic energy. We will draw the graph between momentum and the velocity. So you will see the graph between P and V will be a straight line. Means momentum is a linear function of velocity. Similarly, kinetic energy is equal to half mv square. Means here you can see from the expression, kinetic energy depends on the square of the velocity. So in this case, kinetic energy and the velocity graph will be a curved line. Next one is, in a collision, momentum is always conserved. In case of kinetic energy, it is not conserved. Next one is, momentum is a vector quantity and kinetic energy is a scalar quantity. Next one, we are going to discuss work energy theorem. So according to this theorem, the net work done on a body is equal to change in kinetic energy of the body. This is known as work energy theorem. Now we'll prove this theorem. We are going to use some symbol here. Kf means final kinetic energy and Ki means initial kinetic energy. So this is the expression for work energy theorem. Kf minus Ki is equal to W, means final kinetic energy minus initial kinetic energy will give you the work done. Okay, so now we will derive this relation. In this case, A constant force will always produce a constant acceleration. So let we have moved a body with a constant force, and that time the acceleration generated in the body is A. So we are using here equation of motion, V square is equal to U square plus 2As. We will rearrange it, and after that we will multiply the equation 2As V square minus U square by M on both sides. Both sides of the equation we will multiply by M. And you will get, after multiplying, you will get the expression work done is equal to half mv square minus half mu square. So half mv square is the final energy and half mu square is the initial kinetic energy. So this thing we have proved here, work done is equal to the difference between the final kinetic energy and the initial kinetic energy. So that's all about the work energy theorem. That's all for today. The rest part of the chapter we will discuss in the next module. Thank you.